A very appropriate song from Queen on Triple M. I want to break free. This is the Rush Hour with Liesl, Liam and Dobbo. And those seem to be the thoughts of Payne Haas, Dobbo. The breaking news just happening this afternoon. Payne Haas has asked for a release effective immediately from the Broncos.
Yeah, this has broken in the last couple of hours. Now, I'm going to step everybody through how so they understand just the complexities of it. At this very moment, Payne Haas is contracted to the Brisbane Broncos till the end of 2024. He's currently on $750,000 a year this year, increasing to $850,000 in 2023 and $950,000 in 2024. He signed this deal 2 years ago. So this was a five-year deal when at that stage he was still young but still seemed very good money. I will just say that he is one of the highest paid players at the club at this very moment on that money. I think Adam Reynolds might be the only player above him and Katoni Staggs. Sure. But he is in the conversation, and next year he will be the highest, and the following year after that, he is without a doubt. His management have requested a release effective immediately. This is off the back of he feels that he is not getting paid enough money on his current contract. It was done by his previous management, and obviously he has another offer somewhere else, although they state at the moment they don't. To me, what Brisbane have asked and offered was an extension as well of $1 million a season in 25, 26 and 27. This is a lot of money for a player who has had some real issues off the field with indiscretions. He is, without a doubt, their best forward. He's
so just stepping back there for a moment. So his contract that he's currently on expires in 2024, and the Bronx have tabled a three-year extension or a two-year extension?
They have tabled him an extension which would see it increase from next year to the end of 27.
So for more money?
For more money. Okay. He's rejected that. So from...
Look at this swimmer
I know,
over there.
I know. This is it. So from what everybody could say is that Payne Haas isn't happy with his current financial. It is about money. Because it can't be about results, because they're getting the results, the Brisbane Broncos. It can't be about culture, because Kevin Walters has changed the culture. We're going to talk with the captain, Adam Reynolds, of the Brisbane Broncos after 5 o'clock. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, because I'm sure he knows about it.
Is it because Albert Kelly stepped on his shoes?
It could be. But,
maybe.
But what I'm saying is, this talk that Payne Haas is, so many players have played for less in the hope to try and gain something. And he's not even playing for less. Yes, his value, if he went to another club now and then, would be more. But the Broncos developed him. They've gone through all the off-field incidents. They've offered him now $1 million a year. I don't know anybody else who's a front row in the game getting $1 million a year. Yet that's not good enough. So that says to me that he's not happy at Brisbane.
It just sounds like a very selfish deal to me. And I know this is all very selfish things because you're talking about the money that you're going to earn. But if all those other things stack up and the culture's good and everything else is good there and they're getting wins on the board, it just sounds to me that it's all about Payne Haas and couldn't care less about what anyone else thinks and is just leaving everyone else in the wake.
To just proffer the other side of the argument as well, because we don't want this to be a Payne Haas pile-on.
No, not at all.
No. But
that's what it looks like.
The NRL is a business at the end of the day, and I don't mean to be unromantic about it, but these players have a short window in which they can maximise their earning potential. The average NRL career is 44 games. Now, Payne Haas is not your average NRL player. Doesn't he have the right to try and make as much money as he can?
Don't sign the contract initially. Don't sign the five-year deal.
So
honour your contract.
That lies on the manager, right?
Yep. And he's left the manager, so that's the loophole.
Right.
But what I'll say is this, I'll say this now. I have no problem at the end of 2024, when he's on $950,000 a year, that Payne Haas leaves the Broncos and goes and tests the market. No problem at all. I have a problem in walking out and asking for a release the night before he goes and takes on the Titans, when the club is rebuilding and Kevin Walters and that coaching staff and Ben Eichen and Dave Donahue have done everything in their ability to get a happy environment. And this is just destabilising. It is selfish. You are right. It is a selfish way, and it's come from his management. I'm not saying this is Payne's decision, but his management are obviously having discussions with the club, and there is massive dramas. He will not stay. I'm telling you now. It will not work out unless Brisbane bend over, and then what do you have? What do you have from there? You create a whole nother set. I spoke to another NRL coach today who said exactly, I would not grant him the release and I wouldn't play him in first grade to make a statement because to Brisbane that they are not going to be kowtowed to.
But then that costs all the other players that are playing.
I'm just telling you what a prominent NRL coach from another side rang me today.
This makes me sad for the Broncos when they were going from strength to strength, and I just feel like all the other players and management and staff have just been left in the way.
And on the eve of a massive local derby against the Titans tomorrow night, as you said, Dobbo, we will speak to Adam Reynolds, the captain of this club. Looking forward to, I assume he would have spoken to Payne. He must have. We'll find out after 5 o'clock where Payne Haas is at amongst all this. But as it stands, Payne Haas's management has requested a release immediately from the Broncos. The Broncos have declined that request. We will wait to see how it plays out over the next couple of hours. Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl, Liam and Dobbo, your new local.